Vase of Concord. First episode.
Vilsatius, my father, I hope you can hear me even there, in the kingdom of the god Ita, beyond the gates of the underworld. The Vase of Concord has been stolen. Our hopes for peace have gone up in smoke. And my fiancé, Laris, is accused of theft. But he is innocent. I know that. Now Commander Marche asks to marry me. I can't become the bride of a man I despise. It looks like the whole world is falling down on me. I miss you so much. Please help me. Give me some advice. The vase must be found before the new king is elected. I will act in secret. Marche must know nothing. Protect me, Father. Give me the ability of Nerva, the goddess of wisdom, and the strength of Artumis, goddess of the woods and of the deep night. It's dangerous, but I have to try.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me well? You have to tune your radio using the on button. Perfect. I am Jenny, your guide. We are in the heart of the archaeological area of Roselle, an important city back in the Etruscan era, when it was called Rosel. It was built on two hills, connected by a valley, and was part of the Dodecapolis, a military and economic alliance among cities. Sure, this beautiful landscape has somewhat changed since then. It requires a leap of the imagination. Just think. Here, there even was a lake, Lacus Prelius.
It seems incredible that there was a lake. It is so difficult to imagine. We should be able to throw ourselves into another era. Everything is so far away.
The Etruscans seem far away, but we have inherited a lot from them. Mattia, right? Do I read your name on the tag correctly?
Yes, yes, Mattia. I'm sorry for the interruption.
No problem. For example, you see, the typical Tuscan accent of yours, with aspirates, seems to come from the very language of the Rasna, that is the ancient name of the Etruscans.
Well, then we Etruscans are all a bit Etruscans.
Exactly. And then, where you see only ruins, once there were religious buildings, villas, streets teeming with shops. Roselle was a very lively city, and there also was a kind of king and his daughter, the famous princess, whose legend I would like to tell you.
A legend is an imaginary story, a fairy tale in practice.
Not entirely. It seems that more than 2,000 years ago, a young princess lived here, for real. Her life seemed perfect until her father, King Vilsatius, died. In order to guarantee both peace and the agreements with the allied cities, another king was to be elected immediately. Two young officers competed for the role. Laris, the lieutenant who had fought many battles alongside the king, famous for his loyalty and faithfulness.
And who was the other contender?
Marche, a skilled, extremely greedy and ambitious commander. By the way, we are now walking just over Laris' house. The Domus of the Impluvium, where he spent a long period locked up and under watch by guards. Today we would call them house arrest.
Hey, Kimi, where are you going? Come here!
Mattia, it looks like your dog has found something.
When she acts like this, I can't catch her anymore. Kimi, stop!
Be careful. If she gets into the woods, you're in trouble. I was telling you about the legend. The princess was a very determined girl, and Marche wanted to marry her, to be sure to be elected king of Roselle. But Velia, this was her name, would have never, ever consented.
Kimi, where did you go? Kimi! Oh, here you are. Do you know how long I've been looking for you? You scare me to death. What came into that little hairy head of yours? Why did you run away? You went too far. And now I have no idea where we are. Let's try this path. Not a bit of it. Here, it's official. We got lost, my dear Kimi. If you were a good dog, you would bring me back where the others are. But come on, if I follow you, who knows where we end up? On top of it, I'm sleepy. I don't know why, but I feel so tired. You're tired too, aren't you? Come here, lay down. We'll rest for a moment. Then we look for the way back to the guide.
I'm so sleepy.
And so, Velia, the princess, decided to look for the great Bukero crater, the vase symbolizing Concord, among the light city that had been stolen. She wanted to find out who was really responsible for the theft and prove the innocence of her lover. But this legend features a peculiar detail. They say that the princess was not on her own. She was helped by someone coming from far, far away. They even say he was a boy from another world.
Wow, what a thunder. But the sky is clear. I must have slept all night. Good morning, my darling Kimi. Are you hungry? I'd really like a cappuccino and a croissant. Yesterday I saw a kiosk near the entrance to the archaeological area. Hopefully it's already open. Come on, let's go. Look at that beautiful lake, Kimi. Yesterday I didn't notice it. How strange. However, this is a really great place. You don't see such out-of-the-world place every day. Even light poles are not in the way, spoiling the landscape. Wonderful. And listen to the birds chirping. I want to record and film everything. You know, Kimi, I lost all landmarks. Wasn't there a sign with direction here? And then I remember a gravel path, but it's hard-packed earth. No poles, no signs, even the forest. It is much thicker. Well, how far did we walk? Where did we end up? Wait, let's try and listen if there is any car passing so we get where the road is. Nothing. Nobody passes here. Well, let's call our friends. I'm sorry to wake them up early in the morning, but when it's needed, it's needed. Did you doubt it? No signal. Is anybody there? Calm down, Kimi. Who's there?
Don't move or you are dead.
Hey, calm down. Take this knife away from my throat. Come on, there's no need to, please.
Where are you from? You don't belong here. Are you number and Piscinian? You wear long pants. Are you Gaul? Who sent you here?
Hey, too many questions. If you take your knife away, I'll answer all of them. My name is Mattia. I'm here for the archaeological trip, and excuse me, but talking about clothes, how come you wear that helm and that funny cloak?
I am a soldier.
Oh, I see, you're a live role player. What's your name, LARPers?
I can't make out a single word you say.
As you prefer. At least, can you tell me the way back to the Etruscan archaeological area?
Etruscan?
Come on, what was the name? Rasna, yes, you see?
Me, Rasna.
Oh, yes, Rasna. Come on, I get you to belong to the Rasna players group. The ancient Etruscan people, right? Our guide told us. But where are your mates?
Your words make no sense.
All right, you hate around here to scare me, right? But it's not fair. I'm not part of the game. So if you don't mind, I take my leave.
Nobody's with me. No mate. I'm alone.
Hey, your voice changed. Are you a girl?
No, I'm a soldier. And keep your dog quiet.
There's something that bothers her. However, if you wish, I tell her to shut up and you take your helm off in return. When Kimi wants, she goes wild, you know?
Stop. Have her quiet. And somebody hears us. I must not be seen, all right? Hi, Tina.
I take the helm off, but you keep your dog at bay.
Calm down. Kimi, down.
Here, Happy. I'm a girl. What kind of a name is Kimi?
A nickname for Chimera.
Zachary, lead! Chimera is a divine creature.
Yes, I know. A mixture of lion, goat, and snake. Kimi is a mixture of Pomeranian, boxer, and a Dalmatian. It's a perfect name for her. And what's your name?
I'm Velia. I'm the daughter of the Lukum of Ruzo.
Luku what? Is he another player of your role game?
He's a king beggar. How comes to ignore it? My father, Vilsatis, was famous throughout the Dodecapolis. Unfortunately, he left me a few days ago.
I'm sorry. I'm Mattia, a student. I've just graduated. I come from Prato.
Prato? Never heard about this place.
By the way, I'm on a trip with some friends. I lost my way chasing my dog. I went too far into the woods. I ask you once again, can you please tell me the way to the archaeological area?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You keep playing your character, huh? And of course you've never seen a kiosk. If you want, I'll offer you a croissant and cappuccino, I promise.
Everything you say is unknown to me.
Of course. Come on, it's called the inn. How comes you don't know it?
I know the inn. It's in the city. So you are a spy. Were you following me? Who sent you?
Oh, well, look. Let's have it this way. Can you lend me your mobile? Mine has no signal, so I try to call my friends.
Holy gods. What is it?
Huh? Get over it. It's a croc. I have to change it. In September, I buy a new one. There is the offer with 20 gigabytes.
I've never seen such an object.
I know. It's an old model from 2015. Listen, isn't there a Wi-Fi area around here? No, huh? An area with signal could do, too. I can see repeaters.
Signal? There's a soothsayer nearby if you need directions. Listen, you kind of gall. I have nothing against you, but now I must go away. You see?
Perfect. I follow you. You look like you know the whereabouts well.
Forget it. I have an important mission to accomplish. My horse is hidden behind those bushes. Farewell, stranger.
Of course, we can't be certain about the meeting between Princess Velia and the boy from a faraway world. After all, it is a legend. Yet, it looks like, for some strange reason, the destinies of their lives crossed. The boy may have fought the princess to be original. He may have stood watching her as she walked away, a bit confused and disoriented. But let me tell you that he was aware of being lost, so he needed her. He didn't know where to go. The mobile wasn't working, and that forest that had seemed so beautiful to him suddenly became a bit threatening.
Hey, no, wait, Velia! Princess! There are wolves too! Velia! Come, Kimi, run! We must not lose her!
Interpreters: Velia and Chiara, Tatiana Galdo. Mattia, Armando Pizzuti. Guide and soothsayer, Maurizio Salvalario. Sound engineer, sound design, Simone Lampedone. Music by Luigi Seviroli. Written by Lorenza Cingoli, Martina Forti. Directed by Armando Traverso. Venture by Toscana Promozione Turistica, realized for the interregional project in Etruria in collaboration with MediaMex Production.